ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Indeed, akarma kriyat, without performing action. Translation. O inhabitants of Vaikuntha, you are sinless, but those within this material world are all karmis, whether acting piously or impiously. Both kinds of action are possible for them because they are contaminated by the three modes of nature and must act accordingly. One who has accepted a material body cannot be inactive, and sinful action is inevitable for one acting under the modes of material nature. Therefore, all the living entities within this material world are punishable.
Sambhavam jihi bhadrani viparitani chanha karinam gunasambhasi jihova dahi akarmapi. This material world is karma kriyat. You have to do something. Krishna has explained that without acting, you cannot even maintain your body and soul. Shariva jathabhiti na prasiddhi akaram. If you become idle, then you cannot even maintain your body. That is the difference between civilized man and uncivilized man or developed country. Developed country and undeveloped country. Let's say America. This land was inhabited by the great Indians. They could not do anything. But the Europeans, when they migrated, they made it so beautiful country. So, karma kriyat, one has to work. This material world is so big. Tritiya karma sangha anya saptirishvati in the Padma Pura, Vishnu Pura. Parasa sakti vividaya sriyati. God's energy varies. All those varieties are grouped into three divisions. Out of that, three divisions mean tatasya sakti, antaranga sakti, chit sakti, tatasya sakti, and this external or this karma sakti. Tritiya sakti karma sangha anya, it is mentioned that. The spiritual world is a manifestation of chit sakti. And this material world is creation of material energy or karma sangha, where everyone has to work. Without work, it is said, nahi suprasya singhasta pravishanti mukhe mriga. That is very nice example. In the forest, the lion is supposed to be the mightiest animal, and he is sometimes called the king of the animals, pasuras. So, in one place it is said that even the lion who is the king of the forest, if he sees and he thinks that animals will come and enter in his mouth, that is not possible. He has to also find out how to eat. Nahi suptasa sinnasa parvishanti mukhe mrida. The lion is so powerful that he cannot also dictate. So there is another story. Buddhijyasa balantasa nidbuddhe sukuto valam. Varsa sinha madanmatta tasakena nipati. There is a story that a lion was killed by a rabbit. Tasakena nipati. Why? A buddhijyasa balantasa. One who has got intelligence, he has got power. The lion is very mighty, ferocious animal, and a sasa, ordinary rabbit, he killed the lion. How? The lion was disturbing all animals, so all the animals held a meeting and called the lion, "Sir, you do not try to kill us all, hunting after anyone. We shall go voluntarily every day, one of us, so you don't create disturbance. Let us become peaceful." The lion agrees, "All right, if you voluntarily come, I will sleep and if you enter in my mouth." So this was the agreement. But there was the turn of one rabbit. So he planned something. So he went to the lion a little late. The lion was very angry. That why you have come late? Hungry and give them come. So the rabbit said, "Sir, there was a danger in this way." "What is that?" "This is another lion. And he wanted to kill me and eat. But I protested, 'No, sir, you cannot kill me. I'm destined to be killed by such and such lion. So you cannot do it. So you are very much pleased. Where is that lion?" Please come, I will show you. So he took him on near well. So he rabbit said, "He is living within this." The lion immediately came and let us howl. So there was vibration, still higher sound. And he saw his photo, shadow. So he thought it, yes, then he ran, immediately jumped off. Finished. So how the lion was killed by the rabbit? The buddhijyasa balantasa. One was not intelligent. He has got power. The police. So everywhere is fine. So how one is intelligent, how one is dull, how one is bhavidya, that is due to these three gunas. Tatagun, dasagun, tam. If one is intelligent, that is one of the qualifications of tatagun. Jnanam vijnanam astikam, the brahmanical qualification. Sattva, sama, lama, sitikya, ajamam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabha. In the society, human society, there must be a class of brahmin, intelligent class. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to create a section of the human society, real Brahman, intelligence. And the intelligence means Veda. Veda means knowledge. Knowledge, one who has not sufficient knowledge, he is intelligent, not the fool, rascal. So, therefore, there is Vedas and there are Vedans. Vedas. Ved Vedans. Source of knowledge. The Vedas means knowledge and Veda Anta Anta means the last word. That Anta knowledge, or the last word of knowledge, is Srimad Bhagavata. Vidya Bhagavata Abhi, they say. Knowledge, expansion of knowledge, the last word is Srimad Bhagavata. So it is the explanation of Vedanta. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutra. Vedanta, another name is Brahma Sutra. In India, there are Mayavadi sannyasis, they advertise themselves as the Vedantist, and one who knows Vedanta. But actually, they do not know Vedanta. Real Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam, because this is commentary, Bhāsya Ayam Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is Vedanta. So Vedanta, what is that Vedanta? That is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedam. Vedas means to understand me. That is Veda. If one does not understand Krishna, his so-called Vedic knowledge, that Vedanta knowledge, is useless. Samaya vahiti varam. Simply live. Dharma sthanushtita pungsan vishyaksena kathasu jat notpadayadrasin jadi samaya vahiti varam. Everyone is engaged in executing a particular type of faith and religious system, ritualistic. That's all right. Dharma sthanushtita. You are Hindu, you have been, you are Hindu, ritualistic ceremony or religious rules and regulations, or if Christian is doing nicely, or Mahavan is doing, that's not right. But we are interested, those are followers of real Vedas, to see the result. Phalena parichyat. Phalena means by the result. So what is the result? The result is by executing one's particular type of religious system, he must develop Krishna consciousness of Godhead. That is the test. If you are unaware of what is God, what do you mean by God, and you are very, very religious, that is useless. One must know God. So therefore, those who are in the lowest grade of human life, they cannot understand. Namāna prapadyante, namāna duṣkṛtinam mūḥa prapadyante narādhama. Narādhama, nara means human being, and adhama means the lowest. So one who is in the lowest grade of human society, they are called the sapata. Sapata. Sapata means those who are dogs. In this way, there is description, there are others also. So, You have the same thing. Sabham sammavanti bhadrani vipolitani chanaha karinam gunasangas. This gunasanga. Why one is the lowest grade and why there are three grades generally, and if you mix it, it becomes 81. 3 into 3 equal to 9. 9 into 9, 81. Therefore, we have got so many species of life. 8,400,000. So, how it is possible? Now, guna sangha asti. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is. Karanam guna sangha asti. Satasat janma jivanishu. Why there are different varieties of life? So many. 8,400,000. Right? What is the reason? Karana. Karana means reason. The cause. Gunasanga. Gunasanga. Now here is temple. And a few years after this temple, there may be a brother. There may be a liquor house. So somebody is coming here and somebody is going there. So what is the reason? Karanam guna sangasi. One is attached to satagun, one is attached to rajagun, one is attached. But anyone is working, and that working must be under the influence of one of these three qualities. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So if one associates with this satagun, then he is promoted gradually to the higher priorities. Higher priorities. Buddham gacchanti sattva swa. There everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are developing the good qualities of this material world, three qualities. So, buddham gacchanti sattva swa, the upper priority system, heavenly planetary system. Therefore we say that you cannot go to the moon planet from the sun. Because the moon planet will go uddangarchanti sattasva. Unless one is in the most of goodness, they cannot enter. That is not possible. And by force if you say, yes, we are gone, we are going, you may say, but we are followers of the Shastra. Shastra Chakshushat. We see through the Shastra. We understand that these men, they are not even in Rajagun. Or maybe in Rajasthamagun. But where is Satagun? Satagun. So, through the Shastra we can understand. Now, who is who? Through Shastra. Therefore, in my poetry, on the strength of Shastra, I say that Rajastama Gune Era Savai Akshan Vasudeva Kathar Ruchi Nahinse Prasan. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. Therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. So, I do not know how they will be able to understand. Actually, that is fact. So many Swamis and Yogis come in this country. So, they advertise in India that they went to America for preaching Vedanta, but being influenced, what Vedanta they learned, when they return to India, they have learned how to entice women and how to eat meat. This is their Vedanta. because karanangula sangas, if you are not strong enough, then association will induce an influence. If you are not a Vaishnava, then if you go in a brother or a liquor house, then he will be influenced by the drunkards and prostitutes. But if you are strong enough, then even the effects will be your effect of association. They will be Vaishnava. That is it. There is a scientific story that one doctor, Frank Parashuddha, the doctor goes who can, he was when he was student, he read in a medical magazine that one girl, her name was Mary. So there was a Mary contamination. What is that? The typhoid. Wherever she used to go, there was typhoid fever. So many people suffering. But she was not suffering. So, by analysis of the blood, it was found that this girl, the blood was full of typhoid blood. But she was so strong that she could resist. She was not suffering. But wherever she used to go, everyone was infected with that. So that is explained. Karanam guna sangas. If you are strong enough, then the lower quality will not affect you. And if you are not strong, you are weak yourself, then where you are going to convert, they will induce you, infect us. Quality, and you will be victimized. The karanam guna sangas. So, in the Western countries, everywhere, all over the world, at the present moment, Kali Yuga, the guna, the rajaguna and tamaguna is very prominent. The rajaguna, how it is understood that the rajaguna tamaguna is prominent? Now, the rajagun tamagun, the symptom, rajastama, bhava, kamalobha dayasthas, tata rajastama bhava, kamalobha dayasthas. When one is infected with tamagun and rajagun, the symptoms will be that he is very greedy and lust. This is the symptom. If one is very greedy and lusty, then you should know that he is infected with the wound and stomach. And if one is not greedy and lusty, satisfied in every circumstance, and is Krishna conscious, or trying to become Krishna conscious, then he is suffering. It's done. So, by the culture of this Krishna consciousness, one comes to the satogun, the immediate effect. Satogun. Just like our student, little association with this Krishna consciousness movement, they immediately come to the satogun, at least officially. Although rajagun, tamagun is there, but it overlaps. How it overlaps? What is this process? Sinnadam sabatha krishna punnasya vanakijam riddhantasya avadrani vidhunati sihitsama. Krishna is willing. Everyone, if you simply hear the words and the instruction of Krishna, Sinnatana Sakata Krishna. This is Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita full of Krishna's pastime, Krishna's instruction. So if we hear this, especially in these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Simnatana Sakata Krishna, then you become pious. Simnatana Sakata Krishna Punna Sivanati. There is no need of separate attempt. If you simply hear every morning or as many times as possible, then we become purified. Punna Sravana Pisa. One who is speaking, he is also becoming pious, and one who is hearing, he is also becoming pious. Punna Sravana Pisa. Pious. What is the meaning of pious? Sannatāna sakatā krishna punna savana pittama hiddhanta stāvadrāni. Everything is causing effects within the heart. Within the heart. The civilization and non-civilization means the change of heart. The man is civilized because he has changed his heart. A man is uncivilized, he has not changed. Just like you know the story of Shikari? The name I forgot. Migari, yes. The Migari was in the lowest status of Pamagon. He was killing animals, half dead, and he was enjoying. But when he became Krishna conscious, elevated, he was not prepared to kill even one ant. You know this story. That is the change of heart. The same man who was killing animals in the jungle, half dead, and when Narada Muni asked him, why you are killing half? Kill them complete. Their suffering, it will be more sinful. My father taught me that this is pleasure. So this is going on. Tamagon, Rajagon. But if we simply hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam Gita, Sinnatana Sakata Krishna Panna Savana Kirtana, how it is possible? Nasta prayesu avadresu nittanga bhagavata sevaya. These avadra, inauspicious, nasty things within our heart, most uncivilized way of life, killing of animals, this will be stopped. Nasta prayesu avadresu nittanga bhagavata sevaya. By hearing the message of God, Bhagavat, bhakti uttamasvate bhavati nasthi, we gradually become devotee. This is the process. How to transcend the material qualities, that is explained. So, this my song, I was thinking on both the scene that Rajastama Gune Eras Hawaii Achanna. Vasudeva Katha Vishi Mahesh Kshiprasana. Nobody is interested. At the present moment, everyone is covered by the Rajastama. The base qualities, ignorance and passion, so they have no interest in Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. One has to purify himself. Tato rajastamo bhava, kamalo bhava. When he kills the rajastamo bhava, teta itai anadidham. When our heart is dumb, contaminated by the rajastamo bhava, teta itai anadidham. Sita sakte prasidati. There are three gunas. If you make minus these two gunas, rajastama gun, then the remaining only satagun. So this rajastama gun can be counteracted. simply by hearing about Krishna. Therefore, I know, tabe jodi tabo kripa hoy ohoi kuti sakala sambhave hoy tumi se kouchi. And God is all powerful, Krishna is all powerful. He can do everything. Impossible, possible. So whatever is being done in our Krishna consciousness moment, don't think that it is my influence or my, it is Krishna. Krishna can do everything. He can change tatagun into tamagun, tamagun into rajagun, rajagun into tatagun, that is less. Just like an expert electrician, he can turn the heater into cooler, and cooler into heater. The electric energy is the same. Similarly, parasa shakti divisor is a sphere. He has his energy, if he likes. My point is that this Krishna consciousness movement has come to your country by the will of Krishna. So, there is favorable situation because the will of Krishna is there. But now, the Western masses, especially the Americans, they should become Krishna consciousness. That is his will. So you take the opportunity, cooperate with Krishna, and you will be successful. Thank you very much.